The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
Do you have a promise you have not possessed? If the answer is yes, you must stay right where you are and listen to this edition of Kingdom Living. It's your prophet, Bobby Hogan. We're going to take you into a service in progress where we are preaching on possessing your promise. Right before we go into that service, I want you to know about camp meeting. It's almost here, but you still have time to be a part of this great event. People will be coming from different states, but it won't be the same without you. Into the service, Kingdom of Living Mother Church, Fort Smith, Arkansas, preaching on possessing your promise.
Amen. In the book of Numbers 13, Moses sends the 12 spies to spy and view out the promised land. As most of you know, 10 of the 12 spies return with what the Bible calls an evil report. The reason that the Bible calls it an evil report is because it was a report of doubt. Anything that is of doubt is evil. Anything that is an unbelief is evil. Two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, came back with what the Bible calls a good report. It was because it was a report of faith. But I want you to notice all 12 spies saw the same things as they searched out the land that God had promised them, the land of Canaan. All 12 spies saw the giants, and all 12 spies also saw the grapes. All 12 spies said in Numbers 13:27, it is a land that flows with milk and honey. In fact, the last part of the verse says they brought back some of the fruit of the land. I want you to notice, though, and remember, all 12 spies saw the giants and the grapes. 10 of them just focused on the giants, and 2 of them focused on the grapes. Yeah, what are you focusing on today? Amen. What are you looking for? Are you looking for devils or are you looking for angels? Are you looking for giants or are you looking for grapes? But the 10 spies said in verse 28, the people in this land is strong. The cities are walled. We saw the people that live there. Verse 32, they're of great stature. Verse 33, we saw the giants and we were in our sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. Notice they said we were like grasshoppers in our sight. God began to speak to me a couple days ago. It's a fresh word, a brand new word, just releasing it today at our Rogers campus and here in Fort Smith for the first time. God began to speak to me how one of the biggest problems in the church today is people don't see themselves as God sees them. You cannot accept the world's opinion of you. You can't accept the church's opinion of you. Now, kingdom people, you can accept their opinion. There's a whole big difference in church folks and kingdom folks. Lord, church folks, I got to be nice. The church folks will make you want to lose it. But kingdom folks, aren't you glad you're part of the kingdom family? You can't accept what church people's opinion of you are. You can't accept, you can't take the devil's opinion of you. You can't even accept your own opinion of you. You have to know and believe what the Word of God, what God says about you. You are not who man says you are. You are who God says you are. Come on. And you're not an old sinner saved by grace. You was a sinner, but you're not no more. You're a son and daughter of the Most High God. Somebody ought to give him praise simply over the fact you're a child of the living God. You're not an old worm, like one song says. No, we're not worms. Amen. We're people that have been born again by the Spirit of God and accepted, adopted into the family of God. Well, I don't know who I really am, Brother Hogan. Well, let me just take about 2 minutes and tell you very quickly who you are according to the Word of God. You are the righteousness of God. When God looks at you, he don't see who you used to be. He don't see you with all your sin of the past. He sees the righteousness, his righteousness. You're not just a son or daughter of the flesh. You're a son of the Spirit. You're a daughter of the Spirit. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Christ. You're bone of his bone, made in his image. Oh, somebody ought to understand. You are somebody. You're part of God's royal family, part of a royal priesthood. Somebody give him praise that you are who God says you are. The 10 spies said, notice what they said first. We were in our sight as grasshoppers. Never ask your enemies what they think about you. Come on, never ask your enemies their opinion about you. They said, we was like grasshoppers in our sight, and we also was in their sight. The 10 spies first told the people all the reasons why they could not possess the land. It was called an evil report. But the Bible says in 13:30 of Numbers, Caleb stilled the people and said, let us go up at once. Faith is always now. Faith is never tomorrow. Faith was never yesterday. Faith is always now. Now faith. Somebody's going to get a miracle in the next 45 minutes because now faith. Come on, you're hearing the Word of God, and faith cometh by hearing. Faith doesn't come by what you heard 5 years ago. Faith don't come by what you're going to hear 5 weeks from now. Faith cometh by hearing, present tense. Somebody is hearing the Word of God. Your faith is soaring, and somebody's getting ready to get a miracle. Somebody's getting ready to possess your promise. Somebody's getting ready to possess the land. Oh, somebody help me now. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Caleb said, we are able. We can do it. What happened? The Bible says the people believed the 10 spies. Said, we're not able. That's what they believed. And they wept and they cried all night long. And they began to say, wished we'd have died in the wilderness. It'd been better for us to die in the wilderness, or die in Egypt, I'm sorry, and begin to talk about going back to Egypt. God had wonderfully delivered them out of Egypt. Remember, he had parted the water, drowned Pharaoh's army. And now, after 400 years of Egyptian bondage, they're talking about going back to where they come from. There's a few things in life I may not know, but there's one thing I can guarantee you. I will not go back to where I come from. And I'm not just talking about going back to sin. I'll not go back to dead, dry religion. I've been delivered. Somebody ought to shout, I've been delivered. And somebody shout, I'm not going back. Shout, I'm not going back. God had wonderfully delivered them. And now they're talking about going back. Caleb and Joshua both speaks up in Numbers 14, verse 7, beginning, the land we searched is a great land. If the Lord delights in us, he'll give it to us. It's a land of milk and honey. Don't rebel against God. Don't fear the people in the land. I believe one of the greatest enemies of the church today is the spirit of fear. People will not do what God's called them to do because of fear. They will not possess their promise because of fear. They will not step out because of fear. Fear will stop you from doing what God's called you to do. Fear stopped the children of Israel from possessing the promised land. Caleb and Joshua said, don't fear the people, for they are bread for us. Glory to God. Their defense is parted from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. I'm talking to some people right now that is looking at a situation, something God's promised you. You can't see how it could ever come to pass. You got so many enemies. There's so many giants out there hollering at you and screaming at you and saying you'll never be able to possess the promise. I've got a word for somebody. If God be for you, who can be against you? And I got a second word. There is more for you than there is against you. And I got a third word. They are as bread. Your enemies are as bread. Come on. God's on your side. And God's give you the strength and the power to possess every promise that he give you.
I know you're being blessed by God's word. Here's some things you need to know about. And I'll be right back.
We, here at Bobby Hogan Ministries, believe in the power of prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 18, 19, that if any two shall agree or touch anything they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Hundreds are receiving miracles, breakthroughs, and blessings after calling our prayer line. If you are in need of a miracle, breakthrough, or blessing, we have a prayer partner waiting to pray with you and believe with you for what you are in need of. After a one-on-one prayer partner prays with you, your request will be forwarded on to Prophet Bobby Hogan in his secret place, who will also lift them up before God. The prayer line number is 479-755-8888. Don't wait. Call now to speak to one of our prayer staff. The number, once again, is 479-755-8888.
One of the fastest growing outreaches of Kingdom Living Bobby Hogan Ministries is our daily prophetic text. Amos 3:7 says, God will do nothing till he first tells the prophets. 2 Chronicles 20:20 decrees that if you believe God, you'll be established. But if you believe his prophets, you will prosper. I can be in my secret place praying, or in fact anywhere in the world, receive a word from God, and through today's technology, people from throughout America and even the nations of the world within minutes can receive a text and know what God has spoken. To receive your daily prophetic text absolutely free, simply text the word prophet to 479-755-8398. That's the word prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, to 479-755-8398 or 479-755-TEXT. Sign up today and begin to hear what God is saying through his prophet tomorrow. This is Prophet Bobby Hogan. I want to invite you to join me each week for Kingdom Living, your prophetic connection. During this time, you'll learn how to be blessed financially, experience major breakthroughs, promotions, and how to prepare to step into a season of divine favor. That's each Monday night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and 5 Pacific. You may join by going to Bobby Hogan Ministry Facebook, Bobby Hogan YouTube, or by calling 319-527-9604. This is your prophetic connection. Okay, I want to get right back into the service. You joining us late? We are preaching on possessing your promise. Let's go back into the sanctuary, Kingdom Living Church, Fort Smith, Arkansas.
God had promised them the land. If God promises you something, he is able to bring it to pass. Numbers 23:19, out of the Aramaic, God is not a human being that he should lie, or a human being that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. Hebrews 6:18, the Bible says, God, it's impossible for God to lie. Titus 1:2, God cannot lie. Bill Winston said, if God lied, he would have to dethrone himself as God. One of the things about God, it's one of our anchors. It's one of our foundations. We serve a God that cannot lie. He will not lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Whatever God's promised you, the land God said is yours, is yours. Come on. What God promised you, he will bring it to pass. You can possess it all. Somebody shout all. I don't know about you. I don't want 70%. I don't want 90%. Amen. I don't want 99.5%. I want it all. If God said it's mine, I want to claim it. I want it. Does anybody else in the house want everything God's promised you? Somebody shout, I want everything. The people listened to the 10 spies with a negative report instead of listening to Caleb and Joshua. And they picked up stones and was getting ready to stone them. And the glory of the Lord appeared, and God began to speak out of the glory that appeared. But I want you to notice, in spite of the fact that giants were in the land, the people were strong, and the cities were walled, Numbers 13 and 14, putting those two chapters together, Caleb and Joshua says to the people, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Why are we able? Because the Lord is with us, and because the Lord's with us, we don't have to fear. That was their faith speaking. If you have faith, my friend, anything and everything is possible. Come on, you can do anything. You can go anywhere. Nothing's impossible. God's not moved by your tears, and he's not moved by what you say so much when you're moaning and groaning. He is moved by our faith. Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible. There is nothing impossible. The Lord is with you and you're able to do it. Whatever God promised, he's able to bring it to pass. Come on, I don't care what's against you. I don't care who's against you. God will bring it to pass. I was thinking a couple of days ago, what a real miracle it is that I'm on television. What a real miracle it is, not only that I went on television, but I'm still on television in the last season of my life that I've been able to stay on because of how my traveling has changed. But I begin to think how it was 2 years ago plus, I told God one day, God, I'm not getting any younger. The Lord has spoke to me 20 years before to go on television. Nothing never moved, and we wasn't on television. So one day I said, God, I'm not getting any younger. And you know what God said to me? Nothing. He knew exactly where I was. Sometimes when you think you're behind time, you're right on time. And sometimes when God's not talking very loud, he's really talking real loud. Sometimes when you're saying, hey, God, and you tell God what you think, and what comes back from the heavens, nothing. God's really talking. So I was thinking a couple of days ago, here I am from the state of Arkansas. We got ready to go on television. We tried to find somebody in Arkansas that could help us learn television. Because I knew nothing of television. I knew nothing about production. And I learned something. If you want to go somewhere, find somebody that's already there and let them help you get there. I'm preaching better than you're responding. I'll break it down. If you want to be a millionaire, don't go find somebody that's filed bankruptcy 7 times and ask them how to be a millionaire. Find somebody that's made a million, kept a million, spend 30 minutes with them, say, can I have 30 minutes of your time, and don't show up 15 minutes late either. I'm feeling pretty good right now. If you got an appointment with a millionaire at 7 p.m., don't show up at 7:15 coming in the door. I'm so sorry. Be early. Ask them how they got it. You want to have a good marriage? Don't find somebody that's been married and divorced 12 times and they're in the 13th divorce and ask them how to have a good marriage. Find somebody that's been married a few years that knows how to treat the woman. She knows how to treat a man. Learn from somebody that's already been there. I'm preaching real good right now. Learn from somebody that's where you want to be. It'll save you a whole lot of heartache, a whole lot of time. It'll help you get there easier. So we started looking in Arkansas. Amen. And we could not find one. Maybe there is. I didn't know of any. I still don't know of any ministry in this whole state that is reaching all America and throughout the world on television like we are. 85 million homes plus. Prime time. Hear that one, devil. Woo, come on, somebody. So thank God for our friend Pastor Larry Huck from New Beginnings in Dallas. Amen. Our staff went down and they taught them a few things. In fact, they come here and they helped us learn how to do production. But I'll never forget, here I was from the state of Arkansas. We don't have a church of 5,000-6,000 members. Churches that have more than we have in members are not even on television as much as we are. If God be for us, come on. God told Gideon, I can save by many or I can save by few. It really confounds the world how a church this size in a state called Arkansas, in a city called Fort Smith, can have a television ministry. A church, a ministry, can have a television program that reaches America and the world. It confounds people. But faith, oh, come on, somebody. I wish somebody would help me now. Faith in a God, the God that I serve, causes anything to be possible. I really got to thinking. Arkansas. I'm really glad I'm from Arkansas. After I go to New York and pay the kind of prices I pay for everything, I'm glad to come back to Arkansas. I like to go to New York and make the money, come back here and live. I'm smarter than some of y'all think I am. In Arkansas, I started preaching at 15, never been to Bible school. Started preaching as a kid, and I didn't have it all right. Told him this morning at the church in Rogers, a few times starting out, I got Moses building the ark, preached a message on Moses building the ark, and most church folks didn't have enough Bible knowledge. They didn't know I was wrong. Well, they just left out church. Thank God Moses built the ark. I had to come back the next day and say, honey, it was Noah built the ark. I get the three Hebrew children in the fire and forget to bring them out. Kept them in there all night long. Had to come back the next night and pull those boys out of the fire. But God blessed me. God knew my heart. I didn't have what it would take in the natural. But if God. Come on, I said, but if God. Thank God for that word. But if God be for you. Hallelujah. I got to preaching and God got to blessing. I got to preaching in larger churches and going to California. And you know, you think everybody be excited. Some of those older preachers got so jealous. But if God, hallelujah. And I, most of you know I struggled in school and I never even got my high school diploma. I went through 12 grades, but I just struggled in English. Honey, I promise I don't struggle in English no more. Sometimes I have to talk to this woman on my phone to know how to pronounce something. But I tell you, professionals are reading my books. And if I read those books, I find mistakes that professionals can't find. And the other problem I had in school was math. Oh, I can count now, believe me. Come on. Oh, God will take those things that you was weak in and he'll make you strong in them. I'm about to shout if you're not going to shout. Come on. And I always like to tell this, and I don't tell it for me. I tell it, I want the devil to hear it, and I want all those religious folks that are listening to me on internet, because they all stayed home today. None of them's in the house. I want the devil and all those religious folks to hear, I never got a high school diploma, but I stand here and I got 2 doctorate degrees under my belt. Take that one, devil. Oh, if God be for us, who can be against us? There's more for us than there is against us. Give God a praise.
My dear kingdom friends and family, you watching and listening for the first time, if you have a promise that you have not possessed, I have given you truths and secrets to help you possess that promise. I want to encourage you to also sow a seed. Sow a seed to that you have been promised. There's power in a seed. Something about that seed can cause things to accelerate. It gets the attention of God. A seed from the woman at Zarephath, the widow woman, changed her future. A seed changed the future for the woman who could not have a child in the days of Elisha. Her offering to the prophet caused her to conceive. I want you to sow into this prophetic anointing and prophetic ministry. I am hearing many of you can sow a seed of $100. This broadcast has blessed you. This word has built your faith. Many of you throughout America, Jamaica, all over the world can sow a seed of $100. There's 3 of you can sow a seed for $1,000. One of you, it's for your business. One of you, it's for your ministry. And one of you, it's just for your personal promise. Sow that seed. Call it my promise seed. The information is on the screen how to sow. I have worked with your faith on this broadcast. I'm telling you, there's an anointing upon this ministry. When you sow a seed into this anointing and this ministry's anointing, you will reap a harvest. People have all over America and even nations of the world, even poor nations, people have come into blessings after sowing a seed into kingdom living. I challenge you. I'm your prophet. Just like Elijah was the woman at Zarephath's prophet, I'm your prophet. Sow the seed. Put expectation around your seed. Watch what God does. Watching, you can't buy your promise coming to pass, but you sow a seed and you get a harvest. God bless you, your prophet, Bobby Hogan.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.